الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek help from Him, we seek forgiveness from Him, we repent to Him, and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who is misguided by Allah, so he will ever stay misguided. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. So in continuation of our series about Asma'ullah al-Husna, beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Muhsin, the good doing in creating man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made eyes for you, without which you cannot realize the third dimension. With one eye, you can see two surface dimensions. But with the second eye, you can see the third dimension. We can see the depth. He made you ears. With one ear, you can hear the sound. But with the two ears, you can realize the directions of the sound. He created a socket for the eye so that it is in a very safe place. He made the brain in a bony box in the skull, and he made the bone marrow in a spinal cord, and made the most dangerous factory, the factory of the red cells in the bone marrow. He made the uterus in the liver bones. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ, who made everything, he has created good. In the hair, for each hair, he made a vein, an artery, a nerve, a muscle, a color gland, and a fat gland. He did not make a sensory nerves in the hair in order to enable you to groom your hair without going to the hospital. You would need to go to the hospital and have a full anesthesia for a haircut if the hair had sensory nerves. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ, who made everything, he has created good. He made the cornea of the eyes transparent. Therefore, it must be nurtured in a unique way, not through the vessels, but through the solvent, in order to make sight absolutely transparent. He made an antifreeze substance in the eyes. This prevents losing eyesight in places with temperature below 0 degrees centigrade. The greatest professional digital camera has 10,000 light receptors in 1 millimeter. But in the eyes, retina, there are 100 million receptors. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ, who made everything, He has created good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muhsin, good doer. In order to distinguish between 8 million colors, if you have 800,000 degrees for one color, the healthy eye will distinguish the difference between 2 degrees of the color. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ. Who made everything, he has created good. The heart pumps 8 cubic meters of blood daily. Man may need 1 cubic meter of liquid fuel for the whole winter, but the heart pumps 8 cubic meters of blood daily without burden or fatigue. The talk about the body is endless. The stomach, the kidneys, the filtering system, the smooth and stripped muscles, conscious and subconscious, the vessels, the arteries being deep and the veins superficial. If things were the other way around and man was injured, he would lose all his blood. A surgeon mentioned that once an artery was cut during an operation, and he swore that the blood reached the ceiling of the room from the pressure. For the vessels are out, but the arteries are deep. If you think deeply in the creation of man, you will see wonders, even in the 5 senses. Verily, we have created all things with Qadr, divine predetermination of all things. Before the creation, as written in the book of decrees. If you saw the bacteria in the glass of water, you wouldn't drink it. He made a threshold for sight that we don't see more than we are supposed to see, nor hear more than what we are supposed to hear. Verily, we have created all things with Qadr, divine determination of all things, before their creation as written in the Book of Decrees. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Verily, we created man in the best stature. The goodness in creating the fruits. Look at the apple, suitable size, suitable stature, suitable smell, suitable shape, and suitable ingredients. It is rich in iron, sugar, minerals, calcium, and magnesium. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ. Who made everything, he has created good. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-muhsin, is very accurate. Al-muhsin, the good doer, is an adjective derived from verb ahsana, did good. Yuhsinu, does good. Ihsan, good deed. So, he is a good doer. Goodness is against ugliness. The goodness of something is its decoration. Imagine how man looks without skin. Very unbearable. The same thing as a skeleton house. But the furniture, the paint, the windows, and the floor. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ. Who made everything, he has created good. Imagine man without balance system. We would need a base with the size of 70 centimeters in order to stand. But we have small, nice food to keep our balance. The secret of balance is in the balance system. There are 3 canals in the ear with liquid and hair. with cilia. With any inclination, the liquid stays at one level and touches the cilia from a certain side. This makes you realize that there is something wrong with the equilibrium. So you correct the situation. Had it not been for the balance system, man would never be able to stand. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ, who made everything he has created good. Look at your food. If your crops, if the crops of wheat, maize, lentils, and hummus grow alternately like the fruit, it would be unbearable. You hold tough and say, I wonder if it is ripe so I can collect it. The crops grow simultaneously. If the fruits grow at one time, it would be unbearable. The melon field gives you for 90 days through the summer. All fruits and vegetables grow alternately. If all the fruits start to grow at a certain time, it would be difficult. But you start with one type of fruit, another type a month later. The last thing comes in the grapes in the fall, figs come before it, beers come before it, peaches come before it, cherries come before it. Fruits are divided in summer in a comfortable way. All through the summer, every 2 or 3 weeks, a kind of fruit grows that is from Al-Ihsan. The cow gives you milk that exceeds the price of food. If it gives you milk with less price than the food, no one would own a cow. If the chicken give you egg a month, it would be costly and uneconomic. Every day it lays one egg. The food of the chicken does not equal its product from eggs, and that is from Al-Ihsan. If that kind of thought started in the minds of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, they would know Allah. Therefore, the highest level of worship is the deep thinking. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding. Those who remember Allah always and in the prayer, standing and laying down on their sides, and think deeply about the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, O Lord, you have not created all this without purpose. Glory to you, exalted are you above all that they associate with you as partner. Give us salvation from the torment of the fire. The quality of Ihsan is manifested in the acquired immune system. You have an immune system that consists of an army with all means. It has 5 troops, exploration troops, a troop whose main mission is only exploratory. The germ enters the body, so the white cells from the exploration troop head toward it, take the coat of the germ without fighting it to the solution manufacturing center, to the workshops of defense, and give them the combination of the germs and its chemical features. Then they in turn make anti-solution that fights this germ specifically. Those factories or the lymphatic nodes constitute weapon factories, and the exploration troops constitute the intelligence system in the body. And there is also a third troop, the fighters troop. This troop carries the anti-solution and heads toward the germs and fights it. The germ may or may not win. The fourth troop, the service troops, this troop cleans the battlefield, buries the bodies, and sometimes we may find the white clusters in our skin that is caused by a battle between the germs and the red cells. Who designed that? There's a fifth troop, the fighter's troop that discovers the cancer cells early and gallops it. There are millions of cancer cells in man. Each cell has a suppressor that prevents it from being active. There are some things that disunite that suppressor. Psychologically, difficulties, petroleum, materials, plastic materials, and nuclear radiations. These are reasons for cancers. The immune system is fascinating. The brain is placed in a bony box. There's a fluid between the brain and the box. The aim of the fluid is to absorb shocks. If a child fell on his head, the great vibration would distribute the fluid to the whole area of the brain, and the child will stay intact. The deep thinking in the creation of the heavens and the earth makes you pause in front of the greatness and the ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, describes himself through his prophet as being good, as a noun, but for the action, who made everything he has created good. الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه قد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. Verily, we created man in the best posture, in the best state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goodness is manifested in the bones of man. There is an amazing thing in the creation of man. For instance, the bony cell grows. If man reaches the perfect level, growth stops. From the beautiful names of Allah, Al-Qabit, the holding, and Al-Basit, the stretcher, expander, growth stops and the nerve cell sleeps. After 70 years of sleep, if a fraction occurs, it wakes up in order to fix the bone. Whose makes this? Whose ability is it? Bones are very tough. What do you drink? You drink milk. Then it is formed into bones. The head of the thigh tolerates the pressure of about 250 kilos. Each head of a thigh tolerates a quarter of a ton. The two heads have a ton. Where did this strong bone get its toughness? The gum of teeth is the second toughest element in the universe after the diamond. Where did that come from? That is from the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. قَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Verily, we created man in the best stature. Now, human, in order to behave in a divine way, derived from the perfection of Allah the Almighty, you must be good. Therefore, Allah the Almighty said, means, and whoever submits his face, himself to Allah, while he is a muhsin, good doer, performs good deeds, totally for Allah's sake, without any show off, or to gain praise or fame, and does them in accordance with Sunnah of Allah's Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold, La ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah the Almighty is good to you, He gives you the bless of existence and that of support, the bless of guidance and right path as well. You must be good doer. The word good, muhsin, is the closest quality to the believer. Good in his speech. No dirty talk. No mockery. No sarcasm. No bad things. No dirty jokes that cause embarrassment. But good words, good behavior, good visits, good driving, and a good organization of work instead. Good doing is the quality of the one and only. Every believer should derive this quality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. Should be good in raising children, in relations, appointments, invitations, good occasions, and sad occasions. Ihsan is a collective preventive quality. The same way you discover the goodness of Allah through His creation, you must be good to creation, to the creatures. The husband should be good to his wife and live with them honorably. Good in raising his children, teach and do not scold, for the teacher is better than the scolder. Good in his work. His work is well done. Allah likes when the slave does something to do it well. It is incredible that there is such comprehensive quality. There is goodness in talk, in punishment. Avoid the face. If you want to discipline your son, avoid the face, because it is human dignity. The Prophet, peace be upon him, warned us against slapping the face. There is moderate hitting. You can hit the shoulder. The aim is not to cause severe pain, but to attract the attention. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a boy on an errand, and he was so late. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got so mad. He is human after all. He had swag. He said to the boy, "Were it not for qisas, I would have hurt you with this swag." Good in raising his children. If you were the manager of a firm, be good in treating the employees. The word muhsin is wide in an unmeasurable way. Celebration has goodness. Sometimes it takes 4 hours, which is harmful as time is very precious. But a celebration that takes an hour and half has a lot of goodness. There may be condolence without goodness. In some countries, condolence takes about 20 speechless hours. No Quran, only talk, ordinary talk. The issue of ihsan includes joy and grief. Raising the children, even in clothes, there is ihsan, clean clothes with matching colors, simple without complications. Even in your working place, there is order, cleanness, and tidiness of the shop. All those have ihsan. In psychology, we learn that there are features and qualities which are deep. For instance, punctuality appears in appointments, in appearance, and in project. Now there are computers programs. You can start construction without losing a moment. The subject is well studied. Everything needs dryness and straightness. It gives you what to do in order not to lose one single moment. The more man develops, the more he saves time and manages it. There is goodness in time management. Sometimes canceling the routine is good. Reducing burden on someone is good. And that includes the system made by the state. Sometimes it gathers all the people's need in one building. There is goodness. The word ihsan is incredibly wide. You can be good in your speech, your behavior, in raising your children, in treating your wife, in your work, in your happy occasions, in your sad occasions, in everything. Allah Almighty ordered ihsan on everything. Believers are good doers, and the believer drives this high quality from Allah the Almighty. And all the most beautiful names belongs to Allah, so call on Him by them. That means that get closer to Allah the Almighty with perfection, derived from the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Almighty. Man was created for paradise. As for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears Him and believes in al-husna, we will make smooth for him the path of ease, goodness. Who believes that he is created for paradise and this world is a house of preparation, of assignments. Allah the Almighty named paradise al-husna because it has the absolute perfection. There they will have all that they desire. As for the world, its nature is hardship. O man, verily you are returning towards your Lord with your deeds and actions, good or bad, a sure returning. And you will meet the result of your deeds which you did. The system of the world is something, and that of the afterlife is another. The system of the world is that it is a house of assignments. As for that of the afterlife, it is a house of honoring the system of the world. Is that it is a house of deeds? That of the afterlife is a house of reward. Al-Husna is built on Allah the Almighty, saying, there they will have all that they desire. And we have more for them. A glance at Almighty, All Majesty. Anything you ask for in paradise is granted to you. Because man paid the price of paradise in the world, Allah the Almighty created the desires in him. Give him freedom of choice, subjected all that in the heavens and earth to him. In the world, he has grasped from the earth and blow from the spirit of Allah the Almighty. Therefore, when you succeed in the world, you deserve a paradise. For those who have done good in the best reward, paradise, and even more, having the honor of glance at the countenance of Allah the Almighty. Whoever believes that he is created for paradise avoids disobeying Allah and built his life on giving. Those who believe in Husna believe in the world only. If you ask about a considerable difference between the believer and the non-believer, the answer will be that the believer's life is built on giving. His ultimate happiness lies in giving, not taking. And the non-believer's happiness lies in taking. Therefore, the prophets gave and never taught. The powerful ones talk and never give. For those who have done good in the best rewards paradise, and even more, having the honor of a glance at the countenance of Allah the Almighty. Those who believe that they are created for paradise and think that they are created for the world, think themselves sufficient, do not need to obey Allah the Almighty, built their lives on just taking. You can simply discover whether you are from people of the world or from those of the afterlife. If you are happy to take and think that you are very clever when you take what does not belong to you, then you are from the worldly people, and people call you clever. But if you are happy with giving, then you are from the people of the afterlife. Therefore, Al-Husna is paradise, the price of paradise. For those who have done good, is the best reward. That's the paradise. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Muhsin, you as a believer should have this perfection. That means that your work includes ihsan. If you give, give without grudge. If you punish, punish without grudge. If you work, work well. If you visit, be modest. Do not underestimate the world of any person in his or her eyes, transfer him or her to the afterlife. The matter of ihsan is so wide. You can be good while you are punishing. Be good while you are preventing. Be good while you are giving. Be good while you are fighting. Allah the Almighty demanded ihsan on everything. Even if you kill or you slaughter the animal, a harmful animal, Allah has ordered you to kill. You should not torture it. That is the way of believers. Can believers tolerate to take the fish at the highest mobility, removes its inside and clean it before it stops moving completely? Allah Almighty said, then when they are down on their sides after slaughter, you can clean it after its soul is out completely and it settles down and stops moving. Allah the Almighty demanded ihsan on everything. The meaning is very accurate. You cannot approach Allah unless you are muhsin. Someone might say, I don't feel submission in prayer. If you are muhsin, you will submit in prayer. And truly, it is extremely heavy and hard except for Al-Khasrun, the true believers in Allah, except for Al-Khashi'un, the true believers in Allah, those who obey Allah with full submission, fear much from punishment, and believe in His promise, the paradise, and His warning, the hell. Those who follow Allah's order, submit to Him in prayer, will feel that connection has a price. And who can be better in religion than one who submits his faith, himself to Allah, follows Allah's religion of Islamic monotheism, and he is a muhsin, a good doer. Full submission is easy to believers because they are good in all their deeds. From Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ihsan means that you worship Allah as if you see him. Ihsan means that you worship Allah as if you see him. Not yourself. If a high person visits you, a very respected person who is knowledgeable, educated, highly cultured, powerful, top in everything, and ethical, is it reasonable that you sit with that person in untidy clothes, crossing your legs? You cannot. Is it possible that you would sit in his presence playing with your beads? Is it possible that you would speak improperly in his presence? You cannot. You are there before a high-class person. You watch your tongue, the way you sit down, your clothes, your movements. If a person who enters the house and you meet him, you will notice that he keeps his eyes on one direction, because it is not polite to wander with your eyes. The sight of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ turned not aside right and left, nor it is transgressed beyond the limits ordained for it. Therefore, Ihsan is to worship Allah as if you can see him. And I tell you that the best state of believers is to feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Therefore, from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be bashful from Allah. Allah, the right bashfulness. He said, we said, Messenger of Allah, we are bashful, alhamdulillah. He said, not that, but the right bashfulness from Allah is to keep the head and what it comprehends, the belly, and what it contains, and remember death and sorrow. And whoever wants the afterlife will leave the adornments of life. Whosoever does this is bashful from Allah the right way. Ihsan is to worship Allah as if you can see him. If you cannot see him, he sees you. That is the case of servants. There are verses in the Quran that are enough. Surely Allah is ever and all watchful over you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان. Allah enjoins al-adl and al-ihsan. Verily, Allah enjoins al-adl, justice, and worshipping none but Allah alone, Islamic monotheism, and al-ihsan, to be patient in performing your duties to Allah totally, for Allah's sake, and in accordance with sunnah, legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are ordered with al-adl, and ordered with adl, with ihsan. Sometimes the problem is solved with ihsan, not adl, justice. You owe that person nothing, but he needs your help. When you understand that verse, thousands of problems can be solved. The matter that is not solved with justice makes you want to send him away, destroy him, expose him. But with ihsan, you should help him against shaitan. The right guidance is to keep your brother against shaitan, not the opposite, with ihsan. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معدنا واجعل الدنيا زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك أملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.